From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A disturbance reported Saturday night on the 200 block of Carroll Road in Lolita resulted in two arrests. Upon arriving to the property, residents told deputies that two possibly intoxicated people had fled the property in a white Chevy Impala with minors inside. Deputies learned that one of the suspects had several warrants for his arrest. As deputies began to patrol the area, the communications center got another call for service regarding an assault that happened on the 200 block of Carroll Road nearby the earlier incident location. Deputies met two victims there at a gas station on Bear River Drive in Lolita. They learned that the victims had been cleaning the property at about 7:30 p.m. when they heard a disturbance occurring at the property nearby. A short time later, the victims were confronted by a female suspect regarding their presence on the property. The suspect then assaulted the victims. The victims fled to the gas station when they were able to call for help. Deputies patrolling the area located the suspect vehicle traveling south on Copenhagen Road at about 60 miles an hour. Deputies, assisted by California Highway Patrol, conducted a traffic stop near Hawks Hill Road. The driver, 37-year-old Rebecca Sue Owen, positively ID'd as the suspect of that earlier assault. Owen arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including battery, assault, and driving under the influence of alcohol. The passenger, 27-year-old Quentin Donahue, arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on felony vandalism, domestic violence, driving under the influence of alcohol, and driving with a suspended license counts. His bail set at $35,000. A fire early Monday at 411 West Harris Street. The first arriving engine reported a single-story home fully involved with fire in the alley to the rear of 411 West Harris. Due to the threat of the fire spreading to neighboring businesses, a commercial second alarm was requested. Fire controlled in about 30 minutes, damage limited to the original building, estimated loss about $100,000. There were no injuries, no word yet on a cause. $1 million bail each for three men who were arrested in what's considered to be the largest heroin bust in recent history. 63-year-old Carlos Sanchez Gallego, Jose Ochoa Ayan, and 29-year-old Gilbert Castillo Garcia, all of Mexico. The judge boosting all their bails and made the condition that they do post bail. An investigation will be done on the source of the money to make sure it's not coming from illegal means. Authorities now naming the person killed in a Friday crash. The California Highway Patrol got a collision report on Eel River Drive at Copenhagen Road. The caller reported that a vehicle had collided with a tree. The driver appeared to be dead. He's been identified now as 75-year-old Stephen Lorillard of Fortuna. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.